Hey, everybody, it's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And tonight is October 2nd, 2011. And, you know, it's an interesting evening, and there's lots to talk about. But most of all, I'd love to have you call in and talk. And if you're on the website, that's great. Please call in that 800 number. It's good for Canada and the U.S. I am not on the Internet right now. I don't have access. So if you have questions tonight about your life or the world or why things are the way they are, you're just going to have to call in and talk to me personally. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I've been doing this for about 15 years. One of the things I do want to tell you about the Akashic Records is that they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed is registered in the Akashic Record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And, you know, people say that the Akashic Records can be changed. The reality is there's no reason to change them. There's no reason to eliminate them, and there's no reason to erase them. The Akashic Records are, and they are a recording of our thoughts in every lifetime, and every thought creates a vibration, and every vibration creates a signal, if you will. And that signal goes out within, not only within our bodies, but it goes out into the ethers. So when we think a thought, it's as if we are doing that thought. That's why you'll hear many spiritual teachers say your subconscious doesn't know the difference between actually doing it and thinking it or feeling it. And feelings are also a vibration. So when we say every thought, word, and deed, it includes the emotions. And the emotions are all vibrational. And the planet that we're living on now, planet Earth, is made up of frequencies and vibrations, as I'm sure you all know. And those frequencies and vibrations are constantly swirling around us. And many times, those frequencies and vibrations are not ours. They are somebody else's frequencies and vibrations, other thoughts, other words, other deeds, other actions. And what we have to do is truly decipher what we truly want, not based on what somebody else thinks, says, or does, but what our gut reaction is for us. And so tonight, we would like to speak to you about how to choose your next steps. Hello, we have a call. Hello, caller. This is Donna Fox. How are you?
Great. Donna, this is my name is Catherine. I'm from suburbs of upstate New York, Albany, New York. And I have
okay,
talked to
hi.
You before.
Have I done a consultation for you?
No, I've talked to you just on the
okay.
About a year and a half ago on the radio station.
Okay. So how are you doing, Catherine?
I'm doing good, but I was calling, it sounds funny, but I just wanted to validate you and tell you that it's so funny. Whenever I go to listen to one of your archives, it's always about something that is like so specific to me. And I just wanted to validate you and say it's amazing. And I think, you know, you don't always maybe get the feedback or recognition because it's a lot of people are afraid or nervous to call in. But I did want to let you know that you're making a difference, you know, to people that, like, your messages are very profound. And I just wanted to tell you how much I'm appreciating listening. A lot of times I listen to archives because sometimes I fall asleep because I'm in the East Coast, so it's later.
Me too.
Well, just you are too.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm asleep by this time, but I just wanted to tell you how, you know, I think that you have very profound messages, and I very much appreciate it. I would like to get more involved with you. It's, you know, I struggle financially, so I can't just jump on a plane or, you know, always do things that might sound like fun, but because I pretty much have to stick to the knitting financially.
Right.
But I do at least listen faithfully.
Well, thank you.
Not live and on the archives.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm actually going to be traveling your way, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to be driving to Boston Sunday evening. And so it seems to me that I will. Now, where in upstate New York are you? I mean, what are you near Syracuse?
Albany.
Well, I guess I'm not. I'm going to Boston. Am I going to go by Albany?
I'm sorry?
I'm going to Boston. Am I going to pass through Albany coming from Cleveland?
I believe you would, because it's right on 90. It's
right
on the same route.
Right.
That the Mass Pike's on.
I'm going to be passing through. I'm going to be in Boston for about a week. My son and his wife are having a baby, and so I get to go and be a grandma, a nana again. And I'm not going this like tomorrow. I'm going a week from today, and so I'm going to be driving through. So it's always nice to connect with
you.
People.
Maybe we could do I don't know if it would work, but if we, you know. If we can do a consultation when you're on your way, I'm game.
Oh, sure. I could do that.
And, yes.
Absolutely.
And I'd be more than happy to, you know, however you work things, I'd be happy to do that. That would be wonderful.
Well,
if you would call me offline. Okay,
you know,
very good. I'll let you go. Okay, thank you.
Use my cell phone number. And call me offline, and we can certainly talk privately about an appointment.
Okay, is the cell phone number posted on the internet?
It should be posted, but I'm happy to give it to you. It's 216.
Okay.
392-5490.
Okay, I will call you.
And that's a good number for anybody to call that wants a consultation, because that's the best number to get me at right about now. I recently moved, and all my regular technology is not working.
Yes, I've been following you. No, I've been following you.
Yeah.
But I did want to tell you that out of all the people I've listened to, your messages seem to be sometimes just one or two sentences that you say are so profound, and I just wanted to thank you. So I will follow
You're
up.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Could I just share with you something, Catherine, or do you have a moment?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in no hurry. I just don't want to take up too much of your time.
No. I just want to just share with you. You know, you said that your finances are precarious right about now, and I would just like to what's coming forward is a message for you.
Okay.
And I'm sure that this is going to hit other people as well. But you know, tonight we were going to talk about how to choose things for your next step. You know, many times people want other people to tell them what to do. And it's, you know, they say they visit psychics. Not that there's anything wrong with psychics, but the reality is that we are now at a state of evolution that we need to start making our own decisions. And it's very important, because what's coming up, that what I'm hearing that's coming up for you is some major decisions about your livelihood. Does that make any sense to you?
In a way,
it's
no.
Okay, if it doesn't.
It feels just so. I'm just one of those people, like millions out there. I'm so underemployed. It seems like I just take. You know, it doesn't seem like I have choices, even though I have a lot of education and skills, but it's just the way the reality is.
But there's something else going on. Is what all that's being said here is for you to keep your ears and eyes open.
Okay.
That you know, the idea of doing what you love doesn't necessarily have to mean doing what you've been trained for. Mm-hmm. And so it's really about searching your internal guidance as to what will truly make your heart sing, Catherine. In other words, like rather than focusing on what you don't have and what you're not doing, it would be helpful for you to begin to imagine what you'd like to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what would that be?
Well, I have a lot more of ability than I'm using. I do a lot of, I just do manual labor, but I know I'm intelligent and creative, but I just do very I do work that it's just hard to explain, but I
yeah, but you didn't answer the question.
I need so much freedom for me emotionally that I do work that's very uninvolved. I do work that you know is minimal involvement with other people. So if I could it's just hard to explain, but I don't always want to be intertwined with other people because I'm so sensitive and nervous and hyper that I need so much freedom that I'm so underemployed. I don't know if I'm making much sense, but I'll give you an example. I have a lot of higher education, but rather than work in corporations, I work, you know, by myself, just doing, you know, manual work and, work that, you know, because it's hard for me to, I'm so sensitive, it's hard for me to deal with a lot of people and corporations,
okay,
things like that, where you make decent money. So just to, I mean, to be blunt about it, I clean houses, I do sampling in markets, I do stuff where I'm totally autonomous, but it's hard. It's a hard way to make a living, too. It's a hard, you know, it wears on you.
But the question the master's teachers and loved ones had for you is what would you like to be doing? What if you could have it any way you wanted it? What would you like to be doing? How would you like it to be? What would you like to do?
Something entrepreneurial, like having a sandwich shop or something where I could, you know, be in charge and use all my, creative skills and people skills and stuff. So maybe that's something to think about, you know.
Well, the issue is that quite a sandwich shop is quite structured.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. It
would be overwhelming for me. You're right. You're exactly right.
Well, what's happening is that they're really asking you to really look at what makes your heart sing. That you've been looking at what you don't have for so long that it's hard for you to see what you do want. And so rather than compensating by doing what you don't want to do, they're asking you to consider visioning what you do want to do. They're not saying stop your work. They're just saying to begin to consider very gently and lovingly what is it that would make you happy to do. It was like, what skills do you want to use that you would feel comfortable in using and safe? See, the issue here, Catherine, is it's a safety issue for you.
Right.
It's about feeling safe.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues here has to do, if you don't mind me sharing this, do you?
No, I think you're spot on.
So what's happening here is that your fear, there's such a huge fear of being wrong and being criticized and being not appreciated,
mm-hmm,
that you have diminished your desires. And so it's very important for you to really clear about what your desires are now from a place of wanting, not from a place of not having. Do you understand the difference? Would you like an example?
Yeah.
So the example is, I want to be free to create programs that will enhance people's learning. Rather than saying, I'm not able to teach people anything because they won't listen. Do you see the difference? Go ahead.
It's funny you say that, because I do have a lot of knowledge that I've often think I couldn't even begin to how to explain any of this. I have a lot of knowledge about nutrition, for example, and real organic and all this stuff, but I keep it to myself because I couldn't even begin to explain to other people. But I often thought, boy, if I could just explain to other people an inkling of this, how valuable it would be to them, because I've studied nutrition for years on my own and, you know, eat organic, and I know all about a million things that people don't have a clue about, the food that they put in their bodies, but that's just an idea that comes to mind.
But listen, but notice when you talk about it, how your body feels.
Yeah, it feels a lot lighter.
Yes, and there's even joy in your voice.
That heavy feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, there's joy in your voice.
Yeah.
And so the recommendation here is for you to consider. You have internet access, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
To consider, and you have a Microsoft program or a word processing program that you could write something up, right? Do you?
I do. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The suggestion or a recommendation or would be for you to begin to write down. What you feel would be so important for people to know. Don't worry about organizing it yet.
Would it be a blog or?
That's right. See what happened, but first write it down in the Microsoft area.
Okay. Yep.
And
I already have a book like together in hard copy, but I thought I could write it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep. If you write it up on the computer, then once you have it organized the way you want it. Now, don't be a perfectionist about this. This is about just a blog should be like you're talking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really about creating a blog and writing up your thoughts ahead of time because you want them to be concise so people can understand. Let's say you just take what's coming to me is the pros and cons of dairy.
Right.
And what dairy does for your body, what dairy does not do for your body, what are the pluses around organic milk, for example.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And why it's important to have, or not important, it's whatever your opinion or your research has shown, what they're saying is it's time for you to start sharing your knowledge. And eventually, by having some contact information of an email, there may be people who will ask you questions, and there may be times where you'll actually want to charge for a nutritional consultation. Now, don't get hung up on you have no certifications here. Are you getting hung up on that?
No, I think that the key though to trying to transition to something like that is you still have to keep your hand in the fire in the day to day work that you're doing.
Absolutely, you do. It takes time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I didn't start out full time doing Akashic Records work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's impossible.
Right.
And that's not what's being said. What's being said here is the picture they're showing me is you're walking around with your head down, and all you're looking
Definitely.
At is your feet and the concrete. And it's time to lift your head up, put your shoulders back, and look at the sunlight and the clouds and the future in front of you, not just what's below you. And by adding some joy of what you joyful work, joyful sharing, it makes everything more easy. And the more you do it, and the more people recognize it, the better off you are.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. If I were to give you a 15 minutes once a month on my show, and you could talk about anything you wanted to about nutrition, would you like to do that?
Oh, my God. I think I could get over my nervousness for it, but yes, I think I could do a good job. I do.
I think I'd like to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Because the idea here is that if you have information to share, and people can call in and talk to you and ask you questions about the nutrition information you know, I think it would be helpful for my listeners, and I'm happy to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to consider that?
I surely would. I have a lot of material.
Okay. All right. So here's what I don't have internet right now. I promise I'm going to have it by the end of the week. I have to have it by tomorrow. So somehow I'm going to get this internet done. But what I'm suggesting is that you write something up that you would like to talk about, and not next week, but maybe the week after we can talk about that. Okay?
That sounds great. Sounds great. So the next step I'll take is to call your cell number.
To
you off.
And well, call my cell number tomorrow. And if I don't answer, just leave a message with your telephone number, and I'll be able to. I'm available tomorrow between 2:30 and 5, that I can return a call.
And you're on Eastern Standard Time also?
I am. I'm on Eastern Standard Time. So not only you, if anybody else is listening and would like to make an appointment for a telephone consultation, they certainly can do that at the same time. But I'm just saying, but if you'd like to call me sometime between 2:30 and 5 tomorrow, we can talk. Okay?
Great. Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. I'll hang up and keep listening.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
All right.
Donna.
And keep considering.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you. Okay, I'll talk to you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, you know, we're so happy that Catherine called in. And if you're out there trying to make some sense of your life, I invite you to call in. Look up the number here at www.bbsradio.com and call in and talk. And there's always a message for you. There's always information that you're going to glean from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. That's the reason this program is it's a service to humanity. And for those of you who take advantage of that and call in with your questions, you receive the gifts of that. So please do that. So we were talking before Catherine so kindly called, and I hope the message from Catherine also helped you. Maybe you don't want to do a blog, but notice how your body feels when you start talking about things you love to do. And that's one of the ways for you to really look at how you can do it. It's one of the ways you want to look at how you can move into understanding what your next step is or doing what you love. It's about noticing the feeling within your heart or noticing the feeling within your gut and realizing that anything that you have that is involved with fear can be dissolved, can truly be negated by noticing where your joy is. So right now, consider if someone were to ask you, what would you most enjoy doing? What would make your heart sing? Doesn't have to make any sense. What's the first thing that would come forward for you? Just consider that and write it down. And see where that takes you. And write that activity or vocation or career in the center of a piece of paper. And draw lines off of it. And do your own mind mapping of what it would take to be able to actualize that livelihood. What steps just naturally come to you that you would need to do to be able to do what you love? And you know what? It's okay. Is if you've written something down and you start thinking about all the different things that it would take to do, and you decide that you're not willing to do those things, that's okay. It's a way of mind mapping what will bring you joy. And what brings you joy, you are naturally feel okay about doing. It's like when you consider doing what you love, nothing really seems like work because it's all about doing what you love. So do consider that. Do consider that. And in creating your next step or your livelihood of choice, your right livelihood, if you will, notice how your body feels and notice if there's any fear or apprehension involved. And if there is, just consider it. Just notice it. See, the fear thought is the arch enemy of mankind. And it can be eliminated from the habit of thought. It can be entirely eradicated, but not by repression, but by exploration, by examining what the fear is all about, putting to rest irrational fears that make no sense. Sometimes we have fears that we learned as a child that make no sense. In other words, like even though we're afraid of them, they have no basis. They have no truth. They have no truth basis in our life whatsoever. And so, again, in setting out about to overcome fear, we have to truly understand what it is we're afraid of. And many times, what we're afraid of is something that hasn't happened yet. It's non-existent. I mean, it's an imaginary something that we think of, and that frightens us with the possibility. And also, what we fear the most, remember, all of our thoughts, all of our words, all of our deeds have vibration. And once we put that vibration out there, we have to be able to be aware that that vibration is now there and we need to neutralize it. Must neutralize it. So many times people will be afraid of a disease or an accident, or they'll be afraid of a situation. And the more thought and the more focus they give of that fear, the more that is actually created to bring it forth. Many times, I mean, and I'm not immune to this, by the way. I have many fears. And when I can move into the knowingness that I am loved, protected, and that all things will work out perfectly, that fear dissolves. And so I recommend that you tell yourself when you're feeling fearful that you need not fear, that all things will be perfect, all things already are perfect, and however it works out will be perfect. And I know that sounds like a simple Pollyanna way of thinking about it, but the reality is that if we are worrying about a future event, or if we're worrying about or fearing an outcome that hasn't happened yet, we are truly wasting our energies that could be used to create the life or the situation we truly want. So I encourage you to call in with your questions. There is an 800 number that is, and I'm sorry, I have to tell you, I am totally without numbers right now. So you have to look it up on the website at www.bbsradio.com. And by the way, there is a large amount of information on, if you click onto my program and you scroll down, you'll see there's a large amount of information about the Akashic Records and my work, and how I access the Akashic Records, and what the Akashic Records are, and what you receive from an Akashic Record consultation. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be in San Diego, California, actually in the Oceanside area, on November 6th and 7th. I'm going to be speaking Thursday, November 4th, I hope that's right, and no calendar in front of me either, November 4th, and I'm having a level 1 and level 2 out in Oceanside, so if that's of interest to anybody, please give a call. You can call me on my cell phone, it's 216-392-5490, that's the most easiest way to get a hold of me these days, is with that cell phone, and feel free to give me a call. If you're on the East Coast, you know, please call me before 11 o'clock at night. But if you're on the West Coast, please call me before 8 o'clock at night. Because I don't like to get woken up, you know. So one of the things that's important about this program is that you get the chance to get like a free consultation with your phone call. And although I do one-hour consultations, by calling into the radio under this program, it's free for you. There's no cost except for the long distance. And it's quite a bargain. One of the things I want to share with you about an Akashic Record workshop is that you learn how to, level one, you learn how to access your own Akashic Records. And one of the reasons why it's important to learn how to access your own Akashic Records is because it's not about futures so much as it is the here and now. One of the wonderful questions that you learn how to answer in the workshop is to help you make a decision. Now, you have to understand that Akashic Record consultation is based 100% on your questions, whether you're asking the questions yourself, whether you're your master's teachers and loved ones of the Akashic Records, or if you're asking, if you're in a consultation with me, you ask questions. And the consultation is based 100% on those questions. Now, one of the questions we ask is, show me what it would feel like if I were to. So many times people want to know if they, whether they should move or if they should be dating somebody or if they should take a job or if they should move forward in a certain situation. And so by asking your masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records to show you what it would feel like if you were to do that, you immediately get the feeling of whether or not it feels good. And if it feels good, you should go ahead and do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. If there's any kind of, oh, I don't know if I should do that, or I'm not sure if I like that, then you should not do it at all. And that's what's important for you to really know. You should be making your decisions on what feels good. If there's any amount of fear or frustration or anticipation or anxiety about doing something, then you have to stop and look at what that anxiety, fear, or frustration is. It's very important that, you take into account how you feel about things. Now, there's many people who like to talk about the law of attraction and how to bring things to you and how to manifest things to you. And the best way to work with the law of attraction is through your feelings. So there's many times that people will say, well, I don't know how to feel what I want. So what would like you to try and experiment with is feeling good. And so it's really going to be important for you to decide what feels good. Like, what's the best feeling you can think of right now? For me, it's when my grandchildren come and hug me. I love the feeling of those kids running up to me, and I love the feeling of just their unconditional love. I can also imagine what it felt like to hold my children for the very first time. It was just joyful. And now I have grandchildren on the way. I have my oldest son is having, and his wife are having their first child. My youngest son and his wife are having their second child. My stepson and his wife are having their second child. So we're going to have three little foxes running around, and that's going to be great, just great. So there was a poster that my husband found, and it said there's a little bit of fox in all of us with a fox driving a car. It's a very cute poster. But when I hold those children, when I'm going to hold that baby for the first time, that's going to be joy for me. That is, to me, it's like holding God in my arms. And it truly is holding God in my arms, because we're all a part of God. And that's something that we seem to forget. You know, within the Jewish religion, we are now in what they call the days of awe. And it's the time between Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, the birth of the world, if you will, and on Saturday is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of atonement. And for those people who have heard me talk about this before, Jews don't believe in hell. They do believe in a type of a heaven, but they don't believe in hell. What their hell is, and what is especially in the more spiritual Jewish circles, what has been explained to me by a rabbi is that when we cross to the other side, if you will, and that's when we move the spirit, we are shown a life review. And our life review consists of being shown where we used our gifts and talents and where we did not. And all the gifts and talents that we came in with that could have been used but weren't, that is the hell. Because we see what our potential was, and then we see what we did with it. And the sadness that comes from not using all the gifts that were given at the time of our birth to serve humanity and serve God. When we see that what we didn't do was use those gifts, that creates a sadness and a shame and is considered hell. Now, the reality is we do have a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. And when we come into this lifetime, now I'm not saying this is Jewish thought, by the way, what I'm about to say. What I am about to say is that what's come from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records, which are not affiliated with any religion, by the way. So this is not a religious belief system I'm about to say. What I've been told is that each lifetime we choose to experience different aspects of the human self, and sometimes multiple aspects of the human self. So we could be experiencing forgiveness, or we could, many times people will experience abundance and prosperity, or sometimes they'll experience poverty, or they'll experience fear, or a combination of a lot of these different elements. And then what we do is we, as spirit, our challenge is to overcome the obstacles that we have created. And so it's about observing the patterns of our life and how those patterns can be altered, diverted, neutralized, because we all have a pattern of behavior that has not served us. And it's observing the pattern of behavior that has not served us that gives us the information of our current and new choices. So it's very important that we begin looking at what's working in our life and what is not. It's also very important to be grateful for all of it, every single bit of it. So I'm still waiting for your call. I'm waiting for you to call and have a discussion with me. This program is done out of service for you, and hopefully you find benefit. I'm so glad that Catherine finds benefit from it, and I'm glad that she's still listening. But it's very important to call in and chat. Otherwise, if I'm just talking to myself, that's not really a lot of fun, you know? And I do this program because it's of a good service, and I like to have fun. And working with the Akashic Records is fun for me. As a matter of fact, this coming weekend, on Columbus Day weekend, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio. I'll be at the Universal Light Expo. You can look up Google Universal Light Expo, Columbus, Ohio, and you will see that there are probably going to be like 150 speakers and over 300 booths. And it's at the Vets Memorial in Columbus, Ohio, and it's been going on for years and years and years. I've been coming every year since 2001, and I enjoy it very much. And I'm going to be speaking on Saturday at 10:30 in the morning. It is a free lecture. All you got to do is pay your admission, and if you'd like to come and meet me and hear me speak, I'm going to be speaking live there and answering questions from the audience. I also have a booth there, and I'll be doing individual consultations at this Universal Light Expo. And I also have some books that I'm going to be selling. And so it's going to be a good time. It will be had by all. My booth is right across from the monks. It's in the West Hall, and it's booth 849 and 850. I have a double booth. And I'm right next to the crystal guy who has fabulous crystals. And, you know, crystals are wonderful record keepers. They are from the earth. They carry the records of the land and the earth and the vibrational aspects of our creation. Crystals are wonderful, just wonderful. And so there's something for everybody at this wonderful expo. And it's very reasonable. I think it's only like $8 or maybe $10 to get in. And it's like you could just spend the whole day from morning until night. And it goes all that time, too. I think it goes from 10 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. So and it also goes on Sunday, too. So it's Saturday and Sunday. And I will be there all day Saturday and a half day on Sunday. So my associates will be there for the rest of the day. That's why I'm going to be driving to Boston, because my new grandchild will already have been here, and I need to go and welcome my new grandchild. So, well, you know, it's getting close to time to sign off. In Cleveland, Ohio, it's 11:48, and I would love to take one more phone call so you have a little bit of time to make that phone call. Otherwise, we're going to sign off. And, you know, you've just been wonderful. I love having you listen. Again, my telephone number, if you'd like to call me personally for a consultation. I do one-hour consultations or one-and-a-half-hour consultations. I also have a great CD called Remembering Your Magnificence that's been translated or brought forward from the Akashic Records. And so call me about anything, any questions you may have, or if you're interested in the workshop in California. Again, level one, you learn how to work with your own personal records. Level two, you learn how to work with the records of land and animals and other people. Level three deepens your work, and we even have a professional level two for those people who want to make a living as an Akashic Record consultant. So, again, 216-392-5490 is my cell phone. If I'm not readily available, just leave a message, and I'm happy to call you back. Okay. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it is now 11:50, and I'm going to sign off for the evening. I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to say have a miracle-filled week, and I will talk to you next week on my way to Boston. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on bbsradio.com on October 2nd, 2011, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Good night, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.